This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Tom Chenault Show. This is Marianne Niehaus. I am co-hosting with the famous Garrett McGrath and Sylvia McGrath this week while Tom is down under. He's on his way to Hawaii. And we're excited for him. And you know what? We're excited to have the opportunity to fill in while he's traveling. And Garrett, how are you guys today?
We are doing absolutely fantastic. And you, Marianne?
The snow is on the ground here, but the sun is out, and it's just a beautiful day in Colorado. Can't ask for anything more.
We are looking out here, and we can see all across Dallas, and I just saw we arrived at a private air jet landing strip, and a jet just landed. I was just watching that going, man, it's amazing how close they get to the mall here sometimes in Dallas.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I used to, you know, I'm from that area. I used to live down in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. My brother still lives in Fort Worth. So it was funny because, yeah, I remember when they were, before they built DFW, that my mom was in real estate at the time, and she went out and walked the property before they started the actual construction. I think it wore her out. It's a pretty big place to be. But are you by Love Field or are you by DFW?
This is Addison. So, yes, Love Field are public ones. This is a private landing strip
by
center of Dallas in Addison. And, I mean, you see planes coming in every all the time, but this jet was particularly nimble, was coming in particularly close to the mall. I was just kind of looking at it in awe. If you wondered why, I was going, wow, that's a little adventurous. Like Top Gun, you know, he says, no, you can't buzz the towers, Maverick.
Yeah, right.
He goes, I'm coming in.
You know,
I'm coming
in
for a landing. Oh, my gosh.
Some of those stories about Tom Chenault, you know, that's not too far off.
Yeah, no, that's true. Buzzing the tower. I'm sure he's done it a time or two.
Well, you know,
fun.
Isn't that what, you know, we've actually got our great guest that's on here, Jordan Adler, is also a pilot, which is one of the top five professionals that women actually love, so isn't that correct?
That's right. I was reading that online, so it must be true.
Yeah.
Right. Everything on the internet is true, right?
And a founding entrepreneur as well. So that's why Jordan Adler is so popular. You know, we talked about this, Marianne and Sylvia, about how excited we all are to have Jordan Adler on here as our guest. And I will tell you three things. One is, Sylvia and I, when we talk about Jordan, always think he's got one of the biggest hearts, not just within our profession, but people, one of the nicest people in the world, which I think makes him incredibly accessible. What I mean by that is people look at Jordan, he goes out of his way not to put on airs and graces to make everybody feel incredibly welcomed. In fact, when you read his book, the way it opens up, it invites you in and says, hey, my job here is to make you feel smart, not have me look smart. And also, he also inspires with his lifestyle. You know, if you look and see, he just came off a birthday week. He doesn't just do a birthday day anymore. Came off a great birthday week. And I love the way he just shares, but it's in a way that, you know, inspires people to wanting to do that. And he also gives back. A big part of what Jordan does is take what's extra, you know, in order to give back and help other people. He serves on the board of the Association of Network Marketing Professionals. That's a complete volunteer organization. He does not need to do that. He donates his time, his experience, his credibility to our association to raise it up. He's the chairman of the Ethics Committee. And he also gives the profit of his book, Beach Money, also, that is the 10-year anniversary of, to charity as well. So he is one of the all-around good guys. He shows that good guys do finish first, and he's a incredible ambassador to our profession. So we're excited, Marianne, to have him on here. I just wonder, is he actually on with us right now? Jordan, are you there?
Jordan. Is that you?
It's me. Can you hear me? This is Jordan.
Great.
We can hear you.
Loud and clearly, brother.
That's a good thing.
Hey, Jordan, I want to introduce you to Marianne. She is also incredible. You're going to have an opportunity to meet her at the Association of Network Marketing Professionals event, and she is just one of the good people as well. She is one of the reasons why Tom Chenault and Denise Chenault's life works so brilliantly. So she's a fantastic individual. But Jordan, what I'd love if you would do here for all of the listeners, because Tom Chenault has gone to with Marianne, actually the person who did that. I shouldn't give all the credit to Tom. In fact, Marianne did all the work, sending out emails to all his lists. There's lots of people listening in here today.
Fantastic. Hi, everybody. And Marianne, very nice to meet you. And thanks for the invitation to be on the show. I'm real happy to be here with you. You know, did you want me to give you a little bit of background?
Yes, we would love to give you a little bit of background. Just give us a little bit. Your start in network marketing particularly.
Absolutely. You know, I've noticed that it's usually not something that you learn that changes everything. It's usually some type of a defining moment that changes everything. And when I was in my 20s, I was at a garage sale, and I picked up a book that was intriguing to me. I knew nothing about the topic. It was called The 10 Napkin Presentations. I'm sure you've heard of it, called by Don Faila. And I picked this book up for a quarter at a garage sale, and that book had more impact on my financial future than my entire four-year college education. I read the book. It was about leveraged income. It was about creating a lifestyle. The things that almost seem cliche if you're in the business. You know, we talk about lifestyle, and we talk about being tired of fighting, and we talk about creating the life of our dreams and feeling trapped and out of control and different ways that we can create leverage and all those cliches. Well, as I was reading the book, they weren't cliches to me because I'd never even contemplated these kinds of concepts living in the environment that I did. I grew up in the south suburbs of Chicago in Park Forest, Illinois, in a lower middle income neighborhood. In fact, the home that I grew up in just sold about 2 years ago. It sold on the open market, not as a repo or bank owned, but it sold as a home for sale for $10,000. So that gives you a sense of the environment that I grew up in. It was a little bit nicer back when I grew up there, but I think at the peak that home was probably worth about $30,000. I had two sisters, and I was raised in this neighborhood where there were no entrepreneurs. I had no exposure to entrepreneurs growing up. Didn't even know what that word meant. So when I read this book, it got my attention, and I went out on this pursuit over the next 10 years, 12 years to learn the business of leverage, learning the business of residual income, because that was what I was introduced to when I read the book. Well, it took me many years, and it's almost like after all the years of preparation, meeting the right people, learning basic philosophies and principles of giving and of creating a network of people that know you and you have a relationship with. I did that for many years. I was involved in, right out of college, I did go to college. My dad paid for 1 year. I worked my way through college and as a resident advisor and a night clerk. And when I graduated with a degree in landscape architecture, I moved to Arizona with a guitar, a suitcase, and $250. I took $200, bought a little motorcycle, and then I started applying for jobs, and I would see these little opportunity ads. And because I was beginning to understand what being an entrepreneur was all about, I started being attracted to that world, and I would get involved in different companies. I racked up $36,000 on 22 credit cards over the course of the next 10 years. I signed up with 11 different network marketing companies in 10 years. I went to many seminars. I listened to lots and lots of audios. I read many books that were written on entrepreneurship and on network marketing as they were being written, because back then there weren't that many books being written on network marketing. And after 10 years, 11 different companies, never signed up a single distributor, never made a penny, racked up $36,000 in credit card debt. I was living in a rental in Old Town Tempe on the University of Illinois campus. My rent was $200 a month. My job had just, the company that I worked for had just filed bankruptcy, and they cut my pay from $28,000 a year down to $14,000 a year. And I was 34 years old. I owned one suit. I had a Jeep that was broken down in the street for 2 years. The life that I was living was pretty dismal at that point. I was really depressed. I'd been reading all these personal development books for so many years, and I was nowhere near where I wanted to be. Just really frustrated and really trapped and really out of control. And I joined my 12th network marketing company in 1992. And by the end of my first year, I finally figured out how to sign up a distributor, and I started signing up about one distributor per month. After my first year, I was making about $180 a month. By the end of my second year, I think I was up to $2,300 a month, working part-time on my lunches. And by the end of my by the end of my second year, I started making more money than I was making at my job, and I left my job, which wasn't a lot, but that company, I was there for 13 years, and I made $8 million and moved out of the garage and got a little nicer place and got a couple of cars and started to enjoy my life the way that I'd been dreaming about it for so many years. So, you know, I really wanted to create my life, and I know there's a lot of people out there like that. There's a lot of people that have actually just gotten resigned. They've given up because they've either been bought into the lie that it's not possible for them, or they tried for a while and then just said, you know what, it's too hard, I can't do this, and then they would quit. And I know there are a lot of people out there like that, and that's what keeps me going in the business. I know that this is a real business and it's a real opportunity. Today, as a result of being a top earner in the network marketing profession, I get to spend time with people like Garrett and Sylvia and so many others that have created very real lifestyle freedom and are living a dream life. You know, today, my life is not focused around a cubicle like it was for so many years. I live in the forest. I live in the ghost. In fact, Garrett's by the private jet terminal there. I'm up in a ghost town up in the mountains of Arizona where I've had a home for 15 years. My life is at the beach, and I fly helicopters, and I rent private jets from time to time, and I really get to, I have friends all over the world. I get to live a life today that I could have never possibly dreamed of working a job. And it was worth the fight. It was worth taking those many, many years to learn what I needed to learn and figure out how to make that mental shift. And we can talk about that after the break, Garrett, but I know we're getting ready to go into a break here.
Well, Jordan, let's hand it back to Marianne, because there's lots of lessons that I know you are humble about that you've learned that can really help so many other people. So, Marianne, let's pass it back to you as we go into the great break, and we look forward to taking this up on the other side, Marianne.
Yeah, I'm excited. I love this. Okay, thanks so much. We are live on the Tom Chenault Show with Marianne Niehaus, Garrett McGrath, Jordan Adler, Sylvia McGrath. We'll be right back after this.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Right, we are back with the Tom Chenault Show. This is Marianne Niehaus. I've got Garrett McGrath, Jordan Adler. Jordan, that was a great beginning to your story here. And you know, yeah, and I'm just so excited to have you on the show. And seriously, I use your story so many times with my team because, you know, I feel even for myself, I'm kind of in that infancy of, you know, network marketing and learning and wrapping my head and going to the, you know, reading the books and going to the trainings and what have you. And taking that one moment, like you said, experience where things, you know, flip, the switch flips. I don't know how you get there. I just know that you know it when it happens. And working alongside of my team who are, you know, they're kind of in that same spot. They understand, which is what I got from you, is that you knew that this worked because that's why you kept attempting it and attempting it, because you knew at some point it was going to work. And that's how I felt. And then now coaching people that are, you know, they're kind of on the other side of that or things are starting to make sense. So share with us a little bit, if you don't mind, about how that, you know, what's kind of that process. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Yeah. And it's really not about doing anything. It's not about figuring anything out. It's really about seeing something that you didn't see before. So let me give you an example. We were doing a retreat down in Cancun, Mexico, and it turned out to be a very rainy, stormy weekend for us. But before the storms really hit, one morning I set my alarm for 5 a.m. to catch the gym at 6, and by 5:30 I was dressed and brushed my teeth, and I was walking down these painted wooden steps down to the beach, and there was a huge storm brewing out at sea. And I got down to the sand, and I was walking along the sand towards the left, towards where the gym facility was on the beach, and the skies were just dark. And I got to the gym, and the doors were locked, and so I sat down on the steps, and I was just sitting there. There was a strong, warm wind blowing in off the ocean, and I was just watching the storms off in the distance. And I looked over to the right, and there was a post, and there was this giant pelican. It was almost like a silhouette of a pelican sitting on the post. And all of a sudden, he spread his wings. It was like a 4-foot wingspan. He spread his wings, and the wind just picked him up, and he started hovering in the wind. And as I looked closer, I noticed there was a tether attached from his foot to the post, and he kind of veered up off to the left to go fly, and he hit the end of the tether, and it literally yanked him out of the sky, and he fell down into the sand, and he kind of was dazed, and he shook himself off, and he stood there for a couple of minutes, and then he spread his wings and hopped back up onto the post. Well, he did it again. Like 2 minutes later, he spread his wings, and he started hovering in the wind, and he did that for a few seconds, and then he went to fly again, and bam, he hit the end of the tether, and he falls down into the sand. And it dawned on me that that pelican could go get the best pelican coaching training lessons on the planet, and no matter how good he gets trained and no matter how good he gets at the how-to of flying, he's never going to be able to fly as long as he's tethered to that post. And that's the best that I can – and by the way, everything I told you in the story is true. The pelican is true. The beach is true. The resort retreat in Cancun is true. The storm is true. The only thing that wasn't true was the tether. There was no tether on that pelican. I imagined the tether. The tether was a figment of my imagination, and it wasn't real. And that's how it is in real life. And what I've noticed in my life is that every time I have a breakthrough in an area where everything changes in a moment, it's not about something that I learned as much as about something that I saw that I didn't see before. And it really is just a matter of, until that pelican can untether himself from the post, it won't be able to experience its God-given talent to be able to fly. And so the way I see most people, I see this all the time in my business. I see hundreds and hundreds of people come back to training after training after training, year after year after year. They take notes. They sit in the front row. They struggle. They try and figure out what they're doing wrong, and they'll do that for years, and they're making no progress in their business. And they think that the answer lies in something that they're going to learn. And the reality is, if they've been around for a couple of months, they have everything they need. They know everything they need to know to succeed in the business. At this point, it's about letting go of something they're holding on to that's keeping them tethered to the post. So that's the best way I can describe it. It's like when the invisible becomes visible. They see something they didn't see before, and in a moment, everything changes. And that's what happened for me when it was like 11 years of struggle, and then all of a sudden I was on this fast track, and it wasn't because of something that I learned. So it's great to learn. It's good to learn the skills. You got to learn the skills. But it's when you see something you didn't see before, and the way you do that is by letting go of the things that you're holding on to that are keeping you from having what you want.
I love that.
I'll stop there because I know we have a break coming up.
Yeah, we're going to have a break here in a few minutes. But, yeah, it's or a few seconds, I should say. No, I love that, and you're right. So many times I see people that are not succeeding, I'm like, you already know everything you need to know. You do.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Jordan. We'll be back after this break. We are on the Tom Chenault Show with Garrett McGrath, Sylvia McGrath, and Jordan Adler. We'll be right back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
All right, we are back. This is Marianne Niehaus on the Tom Chenault Show with Garrett McGrath. Garrett, what did you think of that George story? I love that. I love that idea of the...
I love these stories. You know, one of the things that Jordan, I think, is really great at is storytelling. And, in fact, that's one of the things we can talk about here as well, is how he learns how to bring more value to a situation. But I want to invite all the listeners that are on here right now, Marianne. We just, Sylvie and I just went there. Go to jordanadler.com. That's JORDANADLER, jordanadler.com. We just went there, and Jordan, for and 10-year anniversary's book, has got a free offer for all of the listeners that are out there. In fact, the first 1,000. So you definitely want to get going on that so you can get that audio. But I will tell you, one of the things that will strike you will see that Jordan has over 200,000 distributors. Now, that may seem like a mind-bendingly large number, or that he's got 500,000 customers. That might seem like an incredible number to you also. But Jordan has been able to get there from where he was, what most of us can probably relate to. And the lifestyle that supports him is like you can see on his Facebook page and the type of life that he just described. But one of the things that Jordan knows how to do is through storytelling is bring value also as a leader to a situation. The great example that he uses, Jordan, I'd love for you to talk about. I've seen you now do this once at the Association of Network Marketing Professionals event, and you also did it at the GoPro event with Eric Worre, where you sold $100 by giving additional value to it for $3.2 million. Would you speak to that and how you did that? Because it was incredible.
It was so cool.
It wasn't amazing.
It was.
Marianne, were you there for that?
You know what? I think I might have been there. I'm not sure. Was it this last one?
I can tell you right now, Mary, if you were there, Mary.
If I don't remember it, then I wasn't there. Okay.
You weren't there if you don't remember this thing. Nobody expected it, including me. I mean, nobody expected this. But I do a training that teaches people that what something costs is not what it's worth. And you know, we experience this all the time. You've probably experienced it, everyone on this call. Some of your distributors, they can't sign up a distributor for their life. But they can get customers all day long. And there's other people that everybody they meet with wants to be a distributor. And a lot of it has to do with what value they put on the business. So, for example, if you believe your business is worth $10,000 or $100,000, then it's going to be real easy for you to find people that would be willing to spend $400 or $500 on a business. On the other hand, if you believe $400 is a lot of money for a business, then it's going to be real tough for you to find people that are interested in doing the business. Well, I do a little training on that, and for a number of years now, I'll pull a $100 bill out of my wallet, and I'll do a little auction, and I'll start the bidding at $50 and give people an opportunity to bid on this $100 bill. And people think automatically, well, why would anybody ever pay more than $100 for a $100 bill? But believe it or not, in every audience, there's 10% of the crowd that will pay $100 for that $100 bill for a lot of different reasons, because people place value on different things for different reasons. Like, for example, some people might pay $100 for a $100 bill just to get recognized. There's some value in being recognized. Well, then I add value to the $100 bill, and I've done this a number of times. The first time I did it, I got $1,000 for the $100 bill in 10 minutes, and then the second time I did it was in front of about 500 people, and we got $2,500 for it. The third time I did it, I think we got $7,500, and then we split it. That was $7,000, and we split it in half, and we did two of them. But we had $100 bills. And I'm not going to go through the whole training. We don't really have enough time to do that. But you can read about it at networkingtimes.com. There's a 14-page article that was written about the event with pictures. Ultimately, though, the story is that Garrett's referring to is that by speaking value into something, for example, if you're sitting down with somebody to show them the business, by explaining what they get and how it's going to benefit them, you will be able to ask them for more money for the business than maybe they would have been willing to pay for prior to that. Because when you're sitting down with them, they don't know what your business is worth. That's your job, my job, and your job to communicate that. And we do that by explaining what they get when they sign up for the business. For example, when somebody signs up with me in the business or with you in the business, they're not just signing up for what they get physically. They're signing up for an opportunity that has the potential to pay them a passive residual income that will pay them long into the future. Most businesses, traditional businesses, you have to show up to make money. But over time, there's a value in that. Like, what would somebody be willing to pay extra to take a traditional business that normally wouldn't pay you multiple times for working one time? How much more would they be willing to pay? Would they be willing to pay an extra $1,000 on a traditional business? Like, they have a traditional business that pays them once for working once, like fixing things. how much more would somebody be willing to pay for that business? Would they pay $1,000 to know that every time they fixed something, for every single time that thing got used, they got paid? Would they pay an extra $1,000 to have that opportunity? Well, that's what you're giving them. So again, it's like telling the story of what they're getting when they sign up with you. And so putting down a list of three or four things, it doesn't have to be a long list, but just three or four or five things that they get and why it's worth what they're paying for it, why it's worth way more than what they're paying for it.
And Jordan, one of the things that Sylvia and I were just talking about was that you really break down the essence of storytelling. In other words, I like the way that you always talk about there are some core elements that really makes a story worthwhile, and really understanding that you're telling the story from the other person's perspective. What's of value to them? You stop thinking in terms of yourself and you start focusing on adding value to other people and solving challenges that other people have. Can you speak to that a little while for the essence of that, solving problems and creative storytelling?
Yeah, it's like I like to paint pictures with my words. Anybody can do this too. I actually have there's actually a blog on my website, and it's I don't even think you have to put an email address in, and to get it, you just go in there and just go to the blogs, and you can see there's one in there about how to tell a good story. And you know, there's many aspects to it, but I will tell you that people like suspense and drama. So if you have a little bit of that in there, that's good. It's painting words with pictures, or painting pictures with words. So, for example, I'll just give you an example, and you can kind of get the feel of this. What most people are doing is they're hauling buckets of water up the hill. Now, you can imagine someone hauling a bucket of water up the hill. So there's a river at the bottom of the hill, and there's a village at the top of the hill, and the village needs water. So this guy is dunking his bucket into the water and then hauling it up the hill. And one afternoon, it's very hot, he trips and falls. So you see how I'm painting pictures with my words. He trips and falls, and he spills a bucket of water and sprains his ankle. And he's trying to figure out, because he can't work now for 2 months, so the village isn't going to pay him for the buckets of water anymore. What's he going to do? And while he's laying on the couch, healing up, bringing in no money, he says to himself, you know, what if I build a pipeline? And all his friends say, that's a stupid idea. Nobody's ever done that. That's going to cost a lot of money. You're not going to make a penny for a year. But he knows that if he can finish a pipeline that runs water from the bottom of the hill to the top of the hill, the village will have an abundant supply of water, which they need, and he can even cut the price of the water in half. And he can go on vacation with his wife, and they can enjoy margaritas on the beach while water flows through that pipeline to the tune of 100 buckets a day at $10 a bucket. That's $1,000 a day. He's traveling around the world with his family, making $1,000 a day, $30,000 a month, and water is flowing from the river to the village. But again, it's painting pictures with your words, telling the story, letting people see through your eyes what you see. And it also helps them to get the message. So I always ask myself, what's the message I want to convey? And how can I convey that in a story that they'll actually see, that they can actually experience in through the way I experience it, through the word?
And I think one of the other things, Jordan, that you do brilliantly also is take everyday experiences and turn them into teaching moments like you did with the pelican. Now, I know that not everybody's going to be an exotic beach and pelican flying like that. Or, you know, are the other ones...
We want to.
Yeah, like our learn to fly a helicopter, Marianne. He tells a great story about things have to be. Sometimes they cannot be thought. They have to be caught. Do you mind telling that story about learning to fly a helicopter? Because I thought it was so cool. It stayed in my mind. Some things have to be caught. They can't be taught.
Yeah. The actual quote, it's along the same lines, Garrett, is the actual quote is, I can't teach you how to do it. You just got to do it till you get it. And so when I was learning to hover the helicopter, I was very frustrated. There's a lot of controls. You've got the, you control the yaw of the helicopter, which is whether it goes left or right. You control the collective, determines whether the helicopter goes up and down by shifting the pitch of the helicopter blades. The cyclic moves the helicopter forward and back by shifting the tilt of the main rotor. So all these things are going on, and your brain's not really wired that way. And when I was learning to hover, my 23-year-old instructor, Travis, said to me, he says, Jordan, if you can keep the helicopter within a football field, I'll buy you a pizza. And I was just controlling one aspect of it. I was just controlling the forward, left, back, and right. He was controlling the up and the down, and he was controlling the left and the right. I was just given one task, and that was to keep the helicopter in one spot, 4 feet off the ground. And he made it look so easy. I mean, it was effortless. And he says, you have the controls. I say, I have the controls. He says, you have the controls. And within a fraction of a second, I was 200 yards off in some other direction. And he grabs the controls, and within a half of a second, the helicopter is hovering motionless over the ground. And we did that, I don't know, 15 times, and I couldn't even get the helicopter to stay in one spot, not even for a second. And after about 3 hours of it, it finally just wired into my brain in a moment, in a flash, and it wasn't something he could ever teach me. And he kept saying to me, Jordan, I can't teach you how to do it. You just got to do it till you get it. And, you know, that's how it is. That's how it is in network marketing. You're not going to learn it in a classroom any more than you're going to learn to ride a bicycle in the classroom. You're going to have to get out, and you're going to have to fumble, and it's okay. And it's okay for you to even let the person that you're showing the business to, let them know. Let them know you're floundering in the business. Let them know that you're going to nail it just like everybody else does. But you got to do it over and over and over again until you get it. There's nothing out there that you're going to learn to do that you don't have to fumble for a while before you get it. And so, it's like, why prolong the pain? You know, it's time to rip the Band-Aid off. So I know we're out of time on this segment.
Yeah, we're going to take a little break, and then we'll be back. We've got a short segment coming up. But I love that story, and I love how people, that's when you just tell people to get out there and you just got to do it. So we'll be back. This is the Tom Chenault Show with Marianne Niehaus, Garrett McGrath, and our special guest, Jordan Adler.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, we are back. This is Marianne Niehaus on the Tom Schnall Show. We've got Garrett McGrath with us today and Jordan Adler. So, Jordan, you have a few minutes left. This is a short segment here, but what is it, something powerful? I mean, everything you've said has been powerful, just so you know. I'm sitting here taking notes. But if you just had a few minutes to talk to a group of people, unless, Garrett, if you have got something, you know, that you wanted him to talk about.
I just want him to make sure he tells everyone how and where to get his audiobook. That's all I wanted, because we all want to continue the conversation. So,
let's make sure.
Actually, what I'm going to be doing is I'm giving away 1,000 of the CD sets. There's 3 CDs in each set. It's the full Beach Money audiobook. I'm actually going to be, you would just pay for shipping, and the shipping will be the same shipping as what you would pay. Shipping and handling is what you would pay if you were buying it. So the CD set, I think we sell them for $20. They'll be free for 2 days. It'll be a 2-day sale. That's all you need to do to hear about that is if you go to jordanadler.com or beachmoney.com and just put in anywhere, you can put in your email address and you'll get the email when we announce that. It's going to be in the next week or so that we'll be announcing that 2-day sale. So kind of watch for that. And if you want to share it with your teams, you can do that too. I'll just give out 1,000 until they're gone. That's what we're going to do. So, and to answer your question, Marianne, regarding just maybe a tip as we kind of wrap things up, I'll tell you there was really 3 things that I did to get my business off. Once I made the shift, then there's 3 things. I believed it was true, and one of the biggest obstacles I see that people have, and I get calls daily, emails, Facebook messages daily from people that are in that conversation with themselves that keeps them in conflict all the time, the conversation of struggle. That conversation of struggle does nothing for you. It just stops you. It's a tether. So the first thing is I continued to believe it was true, and anytime I found myself going back to that conversation of struggle, I would let go of it and continue to focus forward. The second thing is I learned the business of network marketing. So I do read books on network marketing, and I read books written by successful entrepreneurs, and I get around other successful entrepreneurs. I go to the seminars. I listen to the audios. I'm constantly learning and learning to shift my mindset to find those breakthroughs that can take me to the next level. The third thing, and this is the third thing, you must fill your calendar. And this was a breakthrough moment for me when I heard someone on the stage say that it doesn't exist unless it's on your calendar. And so I looked at my calendar and I looked at the things that I wanted to do, and there were so many things that I wanted to do that weren't on the calendar. And so I made that conscious shift in that pattern and creating appointments with myself and with other people, and making sure that while I was working the business, my calendar was full of appointments with people that can help that could help me take it to the next level. And so you always want to look at, who do you need to meet for the business to help them and they can help you, and getting appointments on the calendar with those people. Sometimes it's just a meeting to get to know them. Sometimes it's to show them your business. Sometimes it's to advance another part of your life. Maybe it has to do with your dream, but it's always getting appointments on the calendar to move yourself and others forward. So those would be the three tips that I would give, So I'll just stop there. And if Garrett, I don't know if you have any additional questions, we can kind of continue on.
Well, first of all, I would just like to encourage everyone. Jordan's book, Beach Money, is absolutely fantastic. I think that if you take him up on his offer and you get your free audio, you also want to have a copy of the book. One of the things I just love is just there is something different about reading the information and having the audio to go along with it. So I would encourage everybody to go to jordanadler.com. Just go there, register on that email so that you can receive the update when you have the opportunity to get the free audio CDs. You just have to pay for shipping and handling. And Jordan Adler is an incredible example of what's possible. It can help you create a new conversation. It can help give you new facts so that you know that you can believe that you can do it, and that you will also learn how to, as you said, fill your calendar because you have confidence. So, Jordan, I just want to say thank you very much from Sylvia and I.
And, Jordan, we can't wait to see you at the ANMP, the Association of Network Marketing Professionals Annual Convention, is coming right up. It's actually in 2 months from now, just a little over 2 months from now. So it is June 2nd through 5th. For anybody who wants to meet Jordan Adler in person, and you should, because he is an amazing human being. You can tell instantly by just being in his presence, being around him, shaking his hand, getting a hug from him. You just know his heart for people and for doing good, and that he's a real true coach and mentor that loves people and cares about people. And he will be speaking at that event along with, there will be actually 50 of the top coaches and mentors and people that are going to help bring your life to a whole nother level at that convention. But you've got to meet Jordan. Go there and say, I heard you on the radio show. I've read your book. I've listened to your audio. I feel like I know you. I want to just, you know, I just want to meet you in person and be able to speak with you personally. That's a perfect opportunity to be able to do that, get that up close and personal access to Jordan Adler and mentors of this caliber.
He's an incredible ambassador. So from Sylvia and I, thank you very much, Jordan, for being who you are and being an amazing example and great ambassador for our profession. As Abraham Lincoln says, the best form of leadership is leadership by example. And you've just met one of the great examples and the greatest people we know. So thank you, Jordan. And over to you, Marianne. Thank you.
Jordan, thank you so much. I learned a lot today, and I love the three things about belief, you know, learn the business, and fill your calendar. So thanks so much. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Tom Chenault Show. We'll be back next week. We got a great guest, and thank you, Garrett and Sylvia,
thanks,
for
Garrett.
Helping
thanks,
me host
Marianne.
The show today.
I really enjoyed it. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. You guys have a great week.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.